Ranger Sports Report, episode 16, take 3.1415.
Good morning, good evening, good night. Whenever you're listening, this is your Ranger Sports Report. I'm Seth Lopez, followed by my colleague, Sierra.
Hey.
Today we got quite the episode for you guys. We got Talking Sports with Ty Potts and Joey Rico from baseball, and then finishing it off with Sierra for upcoming games. So, Ty, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name's Ty. I play baseball and football here at Redwood High School. I play third base for the baseball team, and that's about it.
Joe.
My name's Joey. I play first base and outfield as well as pitch for the baseball team, and that's about it.
So take us through your guys' season. Like, how has it been going for you?
The season has been good so far. I think there's been some ups and downs, but right now at least we're in a good spot where we know what we need to continue to work towards, and we know what we want in the season. So I think we're in a good spot right now, so that's all that really matters.
Yeah, definitely some ups and downs early in the season. We definitely struggled with our bats, but I think we're starting to find our stride there. So hitting good time for league, for sure.
What's been your guys' biggest challenge this season?
Biggest challenge? I think we've come into the season with, like, high expectations. So I think like early in the season, we might have been more like putting more pressure on ourselves than we should have been. And I think now we just are trying to go out there and have fun, and we're not worried about like what other people think we need to do. We just know what we need to do, and we're trying to focus on ourselves. So
I think our biggest challenge would be on the offensive side, trying to find our identity in our swings and stuff, and trying to do too much at the plate. It was a big problem early in the season, and I think starting to get a lot better.
Tyler, you're a team manager. How do you feel? Like, what do you? You're on the outside point of view. How do you feel? What was their biggest challenge this season so far?
Like Joey said, just meeting the expectations. I feel that it was very apparent to me early on that the expectations were incredibly high, and I think they've done a good job with handling the pressure that comes with that. And I think, you know, we saw some struggles early on in the season, but, you know, we're in a great spot right now, and I love our chances to win WIL. Sorry, what was the question? I don't think I answered it at all, but
I said
something.
Yeah. What do you think their challenge was at the start of the season?
Just meeting the expectations that they have for themselves.
Let's see. Who do you guys think who has been your standout player this year?
Well, our pitching has been really consistent, and that's been our best point, I think, on the team. So I would say Joey Volchko has been our best, like, pitcher. Like, we know every game we go out there, like, we're ready to play defense behind him, and he's going to give us a good start. And he's going to shut down whoever he faces, because, like, as long as he has the confidence, and he'll do that, so.
Yeah, to kind of reiterate what Joe said, I think on the pitching side of things, Joey Volchko has definitely been our ace on the staff. But then on the offensive side, Joey and Brody Block have really been holding us together and putting up a lot of runs for us.
Yeah, so what has been, like, your season goal? And do you feel that you guys are, like, accomplishing that, or are you, like, taking the steps to accomplish that?
Well, our season goal, I mean, just initially was to go undefeated. But obviously that didn't happen, but I mean, we're still working towards trying to win WIL and then go into playoffs and win Valley as well. So we're just trying to take it one game at a time, and just focus on every day getting better and growing as a team.
Yeah, I think our goal for the season was for sure a Valley championship as well as the WIL championship. And starting off WIL a little soft with losing to Hanford and Whitney was definitely a struggle, but I think we're hitting our stride, and we're going to be able to pull out our goal of winning WIL and hopefully winning Valley as well, hitting stride into playoffs.
Walk me through those two games, Hanford and Whitney. What happened there?
Against Hanford, really, the game was pretty much in our control since the late innings, and we just kind of fell apart in the seventh with two outs left, which was really a bummer. But we know that we're the better team, and we'll prove that in the next two times that we get to play them. And then against Mount Whitney, I feel like the bats just really weren't there. We played good defense and had a really good outing from our pitcher, Joey, but the bats just weren't there at all. I think we had two hits all game.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think it just really like some little things that we couldn't control with the Hanford game, and then with the Whitney game, we just couldn't find our hitting, and it was just really hitting. So we're trying to work out the kinks there, so I think we're finding it though.
Your guys' upcoming games, you have quite the stint. You have San Joaquin Memorial Monday, Bradshaw Christian on a double header with Bradshaw Christian Madera on Tuesday, and then you finish it off with Jesuit, who Jesuit is one of the top baseball teams in California. What is your guys' goal coming into those games, and how are you preparing mentally?
With it being kind of a non-league game, there's a lot less pressure on ourselves to win the game, but ultimately that's what we want to do. And so I think our preparation going into those games will really carry us and hopefully put us in a position to win, facing some of those high-level arms in San Joaquin Memorial and Jesuit.
Yeah, I think that having three games in a row four games in a row in 3 days is going to be like a test to us, see how deep we are as a team, because like we've been playing two games and in a week, and we haven't really been using our whole team so I think the four games in 3 days will show people like how deep we really are and how good our team is, I think, really.
How have you guys been preparing for these couple of games?
It's just been like normal, just preparing, like, I mean, just working on the swings and just all the aspects of the team and different things like that. Just understanding that we can only control so much and we can only control what we do, so there's no reason to worry about who we're playing. We just need to do what we do.
Yeah, I think we've mostly been focusing on preparing for teams in our league, and hopefully, because we have some high-level arms in our league, that the preparation carries over to these next couple games.
Stark, would you like to add anything?
No, I'm good. I'm just trying to hear, you know, to, I don't know, just be here, I guess.
You're always here, man. All right, I'd now like to pass it on to Sierra for upcoming games.
I mean, you kind of already took us through it, but they're playing a lot of games next week, and Seth already said who they were playing. But yeah, if you want to attend, they're all away games, so just support the team.
All right, that's all I have for today. I would like to thank everyone who's listening right now, as well as Joey Rico, Ty Potts, and Tyler Stark for coming on. That's all I have for today. Get sporty.